Praise him, all ye his people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. This is another great and glorious day that the Lord has made, and indeed we are rejoicing and glad in it. Greetings and welcome to day 10 of the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown, sponsored by the Florida State Conference NAACP and our illustrious president, Madam Adora Obinweze. I am your host, the Reverend Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr., third vice president and chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee of the Florida State Conference NAACP. We are thankful to God for each of you joining us, and God has truly, truly blessed us the past 9 days. I think of the song that our foreparents used to sing, "We are climbing Jacob's ladder," and then they would say, "Every round goes higher and higher." Every speaker has taken us higher and higher, and we expect nothing less of the Lord today. We expect a word from God today, and one thing I know that the word of God is our GPS. It gives us direction. Today we are blessed. We are blessed to have one of our own anointed, gifted, and skilled woman of God in the person of evangelist, attorney Rossi Williams of the First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida. She is a woman of God, and we know that God will use her today in a mighty way to bless us. So, evangelist, attorney Williams, may God bless you as you bless us. Give us directions and tell us how we can stay the course.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and thank you so much, Dr. Wood and the NAACP, for having me here today. Our teaching for today on Stay the Course comes from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 5, the KJV, and it reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic is Stay the Course, and I'm going to give you right quickly 3 steps you can use to stay the course during this unprecedented season. Number one, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Here the widow was consistent in doing what she was supposed to do. She had a targeted unilateral focus, and that was to seek relief from the judge. So many times, brothers and sisters, we find ourselves outside of our lane. And because we're outside of our lane, we are not able to stay the course in our predetermined destiny by God. Too many of us, for example, are trying to be in the choir and sing when we can't hold a tune. We want to preach and be the pastor when our calling is to be the deacon. We want to open the business when we function on the level of an employee, and we want to be Jane when we're really Jill. You see, you must be willing to identify what your target is, what your focus is, and at all odds and against all odds and consequences, if you want to stay the course, you must stay in your lane. Isn't this a good word? Come on and say number two. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Number two, seek help from the right source. Seek help from the right source. In Luke 18, verses 1 through 5 that I read unto you, the widow didn't go all over town trying to be avenged from her adversary. Rather, she went to the one person who had jurisdiction to resolve her complaint. Jesus said in the parable that she went to the judge and said to him, "Avenge me of mine adversary." See, if you want to stay the course, You have to seek help from the right people. There are people who can't help, people who don't want to help, people who want to help but have no qualifications to help you. But there are also people who want to help, can help, are able to help, are qualified to help, and who will help you. So if you want to stay the course, seek out the right people. When you decide to go to the wrong people, people who've never been or never experienced in any kind of way, even the foundational principles of what you're going through, you cannot be surprised when the advice they give you turns out for naught. There's a saying, garbage in equals garbage out. So if you want to stay the course, you got to find some people who are where you're trying to go or who've been where you're trying to go, some people who are godly, who will pray with you, intercede with you, who will seek God's will with you, and who will not just tell you what you want to hear, but who will help you with the right kind of advice. And finally, number three, don't stop trying because of the people who are booing you from the sidelines. Do not stop trying to stay the course that God ordained for you because of the naysayers who are booing you from the sidelines. Here the judge said, initially, I don't have any fear of God. I don't even have any regard of men. I'm not going to answer the widow. But it said by the time we got to verse 5 that the judge said, let me go ahead and answer her, lest by her persistence she weary me. See, if you want to stay the course, to go where you've never been able to go before, to accomplish what you've never been able to accomplish, to overcome every curse and generational curse in your family line, you are going to have to get over needing to be liked. You know what I mean. There are people on social media, if what they post doesn't get a like, if it doesn't get a share, they start threatening that they are going to unfriend people. I know you saw my post, my friends. If you don't want to reply to my post, you know you've seen it. I'm going to block you. I'm going to unfriend you. Or they leave those voicemail messages. I'm going to my phone and I'm clearing my messages. All of you who wouldn't respond, I'm going to block you. If you want to stay the course, you got to understand that having naysayers is just part of running a race. Having those who don't like you, that's just part of the marathon. You see, Biden is the president-elect now, but he ran multiple times before he ever won this time. Abraham Lincoln ran multiple times before he won the presidency. Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, the list goes on and on to people who had to stay the course. They had to keep running despite the naysayers. Brothers and sisters, we're coming up to 2021 as I'm about to go into prayer. And every year, people will do the same thing they do year after year, and that will be make a resolution. But the resolution in and of itself is insufficient to bring about the desired goal. If you want something different, do something different by once and for all staying the course, focused on Christ, hearing his word, listening to his voice, having covenant relationship with him, putting him first in all things, seeking ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, knowing that every desire thing, every righteous thing, everything you need will be added unto you. This is how you stay the course. Stay in your lane. Seek help from the right source. And don't stop running because people have stopped believing. Let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise God in your atmosphere. The lines are muted. Just praise Him wherever you are. Say, God, I thank you that I will stay the course. Tell Him again, God, I thank you that I will stay the course. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give your name the glory and the praise. You are our God. And because of that, Father, we find consolation in you. We find our second wind. We find our ability to stay the course, to run and not be weary, to mount up with wings as eagles. Lord, help us today to stay in our lane, not someone else's lane, but our lane. Help us to seek assistance from the right source, those who can help, who will help, who have the authority to help, the jurisdiction to help, and help us not to get caught up in who likes us, who loves us, who hates us, who just diminishes us, because we are heirs of you and joint heirs with Christ. And because of that, we know that everything we need is done. Now, Father, don't let us wait until another year to stay the course. Don't let us wait until January 1st to stay the course. But for every person listening right now, give them what is needed. Give them the confidence. Give them the assistance. Give them the mindset, the fortitude, the will, and the determination to say, I'm going to stay the course and walk in victory. I will stay the course and I will walk in victory. I will stay the course and I'll walk in victory, because the world needs our talents. It needs our gifting. If we will stay the course. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask your blessings on everyone listening. Amen.
Amen, amen. My God, thank God for the message and thank God for the messenger. Thank you, Evangelist Attorney Williams, for allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way. Thank you for that anointed and powerful word. I feel like staying the course because I know I'm on my way to destiny, and I want to be like Paul. I want to keep going until eventually one day I can finish the course. So we thank you for encouraging us and inspiring us here during this holiday season as we rapidly approach a brand new year. Attorney Williams, I know that you gave us your contact information last week, but would you mind sharing that with us once again?
Sure. Thank you so much. I can be reached on my ministry website, rossi.org, my law office website, call rossiwilliams.com, or social media, Rossi Williams, and Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I.
God bless you. Thank you again. Now we want to say to each and every one of you how truly grateful we are that each of you have taken the time, some of you probably many days and some every day in the past 9 days, and today makes 10. We appreciate your support. This is sponsored by the NAACP Florida State Conference, and we want you to know that the NAACP has been fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for all people for 111 years and 79 years right here in the state of Florida, beginning with the late Harry T. Moore. The work continues. The struggle continues. We need your support. We need your membership. If you're not a member, please go to NAACP.org, and you will find there the branch that is closest to you. Our membership is only $30 a year, and God knows we need your help. So please do that. Please join the nearest branch, and not only join, but please come in and be a willing worker. Thank God for day 10. We have two more days to go, and we ask that you would tune in tomorrow at the same time. Our speaker will be District Missionary Connie Thompson, and she will tell us that victory is in our atmosphere. So we want you to tune in tomorrow. Thank you again for tuning in. May God richly bless you through this day. We hope and pray that you will have a wonderful and blessed day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the